Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mariners Union Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, like we said before we recorded, 4-H doesn't stop, and National 4-H Week coming up, you've got stuff about it.
Yeah, that's right. So October 1st is our new 4-H year. It's when we all start enrolling our 4-H members and getting ready. And one of the things we start out our new year with, or Happy New Year, is our National 4-H Week, which this year is October 5th through the 11th. It is a week that will rally, inspire, and connect 6 million 4-Hers, 3,500 educators, and 500,000 volunteers, and 35 million alumni. And events that happen in every county and state, celebrating, amplifying the 4-H mission, preparing youth to be beyond ready for life and career. So this year we are doing a couple different things here in Kansas, and we have a couple things here for the specifically for the Meritazine District as well. So the first one is October 6th, which is Monday, is our Go Green Day. So Beyond Ready, Go Green. And on Monday, Go Green. So just show your 4-H state spirit, a simple, you know, way for professionals, youth, volunteers, parents, alumni, just wear something green. It can be socks. It can be hats. It can be clothing. Anything green goes. So we're trying to paint the nation green on Monday, October 6th. So everyone can participate in that. Whether you're a 4-H supporter, a 4-H member, a 4-H alumni, or a current volunteer or past volunteer. So that is a great way to show your 4-H pride and go green on October 6th. Our other thing that's nationwide is on October 9th, which is Thursday, we're doing Beyond Ready 4-H for the Good. So this is where we shine a light on all the good that 4-H does. It's a day to recognize the 4-Hers who are doing good, 4-H clubs who are doing helping their communities and beyond. So share your own story, celebrate someone who's making a difference, another 4-H member, a volunteer, an educator. All of those are great ways to show your 4-H for good on Thursday, October 9th. And you can share on social, tag others in your 4-H community, and also tag National 4-H and use the 4-H hashtag 4-H Beyond Ready or hashtag 4-H National 4-H Week. So you've heard me a little bit about Beyond Ready. So what Beyond Ready is, it's a new national 4-H initiative to prepare 10 million youth to be ready for work and life. So basically, we are trying very hard to have every youth in Kansas have a 4-H experience and to make sure that our 4-H members and those kids that we reach are ready for the workforce today and beyond, because we know our world is changing rapidly and there's lots of things that we haven't experienced yet. I know I think it was 2020, they did a survey that said that over half of the jobs that will be available in 2030 had not even been, weren't available yet. They didn't have job positions or anything like that. They didn't even know about them. So that's what we're trying to work for here in 4-H, and that's one of the reasons that our National 4-H Week has the Beyond Ready hashtag, and we're Beyond Ready for Go Green, and we're Beyond Ready for 4-H for the Good. Some things that are happening for National 4-H Week here in Kansas, and specifically the Meritazine District, is Kansas 4-H has our 48 hours of 4-H, which is where we challenge 4-H clubs and counties and different 4-H members to do community service and see how much good we can do in basically 48 hours. So that is actually October 11th through the 12th, so the weekend, the ending weekend of 4-H Week. Although you can do it at different times, too, and you can sign that. If you have an idea of something you want to do for your club, you can sign that up on that at our kansas4h.org and look for 48 hours of 4-H, and they have kind of a registration process so they can see what all is happening in the state of Kansas and then give you reports that they can use to help promote 4-H for the good. So it kind of goes along with that 4-H for the good. Let's see how much help we can give our communities and our state in 48 hours. And then in the Meritazine District, we have our National 4-H Week window displays and poster contest. And so this is where we basically have our clubs do window displays in businesses, schools, anywhere you can think of that might draw attention to what we're doing in 4-H. And then we also ask that our members, individual members, can do posters and hang them up in schools and try to promote 4-H and tell others why they should join 4-H. So it's a great opportunity for our youth to kind of show what they've learned in 4-H and also why other members should get involved and their parents should have their kids involved and what all they get out of 4-H. So those are our National 4-H Week celebrations. Like I said, it is October 5th through 11th, so be checking our Facebook page, Meredithine, or Miami County 4-H or Linn County 4-H for more information on that and to see what all we're doing. I'm sure we'll be sharing some pictures of some of the kids in their green or people in green on Monday, and then also there on Thursday, October 6th, or 9th, we'll be sharing some impact we have in the Meredithine District and what our 4-H members are doing. So it's a great way to celebrate 4-H, and it kicks off our new year here October 1st.
Good to see everybody getting back into action and celebrates the lovely 4-H people. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extended District Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.